I want to welcome to our new episode. This is episode number 7 of From Crisis to Stability. And this is a podcast about what happens when we stop working in isolation and start working together so we can move families from crisis to stability. And today we are going to talk about collaborations. Now, when a family is in crisis, they seldom just one problem. It could be a mother and she needs housing, but she also needs employment. And sometimes she also needs childcare, transportation, mental health support. What about financial guidance? Or just even someone to come alongside of her and walk with her. The fact is, one organization might be able to provide one piece of that support, but none of us can provide everything. This is why collaboration matters. I often think about a wall made of bricks. Now, each organization, church, business, government agency, and community partner is a brick. Every brick is important. But bricks stacked on top of each other don't necessarily make a strong wall. We need mortar to hold those bricks together. And with 100 Families Initiative, that mortar is collaboration. So today, we are going to talk about what real collaboration looks like. It's not just simply sitting at the same table, but it's about building relationships, sharing our resources, communicating, and working together toward a common goal. Because when we collaborate, families don't have to navigate alone. So let's talk about collaboration.
America, thank you so much for coming this morning. I'm so excited about this conversation. And this month is about collaboration. And I know you have so much to say about that topic. So I'm grateful that you took time out of your very busy schedule. But before we dive in, my first question for you is, can you please introduce yourself? We want to know who you are and what you have done for this community.
Well, thank you for having me. I can just say my name is America Richardson, if I didn't already share all of that. But my background is community. Everything I've done over the past few years, I could list every title, but we're not doing that today. We're just going to say I am a chief empowerment officer. My goal is to bring people together and to serve any way that I can according to the calling and mission that is upon my life.
You know what, America, I'm loving it because what we are doing, it's about collaboration. It's about helping those in our community who are in crisis and helping them move to stability. But my question for you is, when you hear the word collaboration, what does it mean to you personally?
To me, collaboration, it means recognizing that none of us can do the work alone. We may have different organizations, different resources, and different areas of expertise. But each person, each family that we're serving doesn't experience their challenge in separate departments. Their life is wholly connected. We don't live in silos. We live in systems that need support and well-rounded support. So collaboration means putting the person at the center, checking our egos and our logos at the door, and asking what can we accomplish together that none of us can accomplish alone.
And this is exactly my heart into coming to this work. You know, when I start 100 Families Initiative, I started off the clinic as a doctor. I was taking care of the physical and the mental health. But I came to a place where, I have shared this before, the clinic has become a revolving door. My patient did not only need the mental and the physical, but they also need other resources in the community. And that's my next question for you, America. From your experience working with people seeking employment, why is employment alone sometimes not good enough to help people become stable?
Well, for me, I can only share my personal experience of who I've worked with. And from what I've noticed, a job can change someone's life, but a job by itself doesn't automatically create stability. I've worked with people who are absolutely ready and willing to work, but I also worked with people that were dealing with transportation, childcare, housing, food insecurity, legal barriers, or just not having a strong support system. We can help someone get hired on Friday, but if they don't have a reliable transportation to get there on Monday morning, we haven't solved the entire problem. There's still something that's missing. There's still a piece of the puzzle that's not connected. So employment is a major piece, but we have to look at the whole person. Sometimes the question isn't, why won't this person work? It's more of what barriers are preventing this person from being able to keep a stable job.
And this is exactly what we see with One of the Families initiative. When we do an assessment, on average, a family in crisis is in crisis in 5 different care areas. People most often call us because they are in crisis with housing, employment, managing the finances, childcare, and transportation. But can you just share a story or an example of a time when collaboration with another organization made a difference for someone you were serving?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember working with an individual who wanted to work, and they were taking all the right steps, doing the resume, the cover letter. But the employment wasn't the only barrier that they were facing. There were other things happening in their life that probably could have been easily prevented for, you know, you and me who are dealing with case management, and we see that perspective. But when you're in the middle of that, you cannot always see the way out. So what made the difference in my experience with this one individual was having a moment to listen and fully hear. Okay, when I say fully hear, that doesn't mean just hear, I don't have a job. You might have to dive a little deeper. What's happening at home? What does home look like? And a lot of us have to check a box, and I understand that we have all these tick marks that we have to hit for our organizations. But when you start to see people as people that are dealing with real life, whether it may be trauma or something simple, like I said, as, you know, not understanding how to get to a place because they're not from this area, when you dive in and find out, you know, what's really going on, you can address those issues. I was grateful that we had built relationships with our areas in the community, so I was able to match them with the right person to walk alongside them and say, listen, this is a barrier for you. Let me help with this barrier. And I smiled because this question came at a perfect time. I saw this person the other day, a young mom, and she had her kids with her. They were starting their first day of school and just gave me this big hug. And I just teared up because I was just like, I remember when you came to my office and you were just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But now seeing you stable and working, and now you're over at a department that's bringing other people in, it warmed my heart so much that I was just like, I don't even know if you realize, like, you thought I was making an impact on you, but you made an impact on me because you showed me that just by bringing people together, this impacts generations. This, her kids now have stability. Her family sees her working and they were like, yeah, my mommy's working at Sparrow, or, you know, I don't know what department she's in, but just hearing the kids be so excited about where her mom is working, let me know they're seeing this. And now they're seeing pathways, like we're making differences. So when you get it out of your head, like the job is not the victory. The victory is getting that stability mindset and giving the confidence that they won't need you. Like, she doesn't need me for anything. She's doing great. It's been years. And that's, like, for me, the win. And sorry to get emotional.
What a story. Really, what a story. I'm always grateful when we are able to see the fruit of our labors. We don't always get to see it, but it's always rejoicing, very humbling to know that the people we are serving are moving along. And like you say, we don't want them to depend on us. We want them to become independent. And we are not just only impacting them, but we are affecting generations and generations. I'm really grateful. I know you and I already touched on this, but what do you think gets in the way of organization collaborating well? And what can we do differently?
Well, what I noticed is, like I said before, sometimes it's silos, sometimes it's competition for funding, sometimes it's ego, lack of communication, or simply just not knowing what other organizations actually do. We can become so focused on our programs and our outcomes and our deliverables that we forget the person sitting across from us doesn't care which organization gets the credit. They don't care who gives them the help, and sometimes they don't care about getting the help because they can't see that they need help. I think we have to build relationships before we need them. I think we have to have that partner that we don't know we need. We have to pick up the phone, share our resources, make warm handoffs instead of simply giving another phone number. And most importantly, we have to listen to the people we're serving. They can tell us where the gaps are in our system. They can tell us what's not working and why it's not working. I say it's so important that we don't get, you know, hung up on logos and competition, but at the same time, we should care so much for each other's organizations that we happily share the logos and the resources and what they're doing. I don't quickly ask for credit on anything that I do. I just want to be a part of the system, but I love it when I'm a part of a system that says, yes, but I'm also going to say your name, and I'm also going to share what you do, and I'm also going to bring you to the table because I recognize that I value you because you value me. And that's true collaboration. A referral says, here's a number, but collaboration says, let me make the connection. And the person sitting across from the table or the seat next to you, they feel that. The organization you're working with, if they know that you're a champion for them, they feel that and they champion harder for you. So my goal would be to completely break the silo down. We all have the same outcomes, deliverables, and access. If funding is what's keeping you from being a partner, then you're in the wrong business.
I mean, this is absolutely right. We need to learn as a community how we can work together. And I read somewhere that a house, a community divided against itself will not stand. So as a community, we need to be mindful about who we are, what we are doing, sharing for the sake of those who are in crisis. And America, if I want to ask you this last question, if you could give one message to churches, nonprofit, businesses, and government agencies about working together to help families move from crisis to stability, what would you tell them?
Well, since this is about collaboration, I would say that's the key message here, is that we need to stop asking people who are in the middle of a crisis to navigate through our silos. My family doesn't wake up and say, oh, today I have a workforce development problem. Tomorrow it's transportation, and Wednesday I have a housing problem. They're experiencing it all at once. It's on their mind from the time they wake up to the time they sleep. The thoughts are coming, the feelings are there, and that's stress. That's trauma. That's frustration. Churches bring relationship and trust. Nonprofits bring the services that are specialized. Businesses bring opportunity, and government brings agency, resources, and infrastructure. Can you imagine what happens when we stop operating as separate parts of the puzzle and we start seeing ourselves as a whole piece of an ecosystem? We don't all have to do the same thing. We just have to understand the role we play and be willing to connect our piece to somebody else's. Because moving a family from crisis to stability isn't one person, one case manager, one organization. It's a community, and it takes community work in order to get the victory and get that win. There's no way, like I shared in that story earlier, that I can take credit for that young lady's success. It's a multitude of people that stepped in to make sure that she had every piece of the puzzle and that she could be a whole, complete picture. So if we want to be able to operate and work together, I don't care the background, the church, the building, the organization. People don't live in silos, so our solutions can't live in silos either.
As we close today's conversation, I want to leave you with one thought. We don't have to do everything, but we all have to do something. And we have to learn how to do it together. Collaboration isn't about who gets the credit. It's about asking, what does this family need? and who around this table can help provide it. Every organization brings a brick. Every person brings a gift, a resource, a relationship, or an area of expertise. But the strength comes when we connect those pieces. That's how we build something strong enough to help families move from crisis to stability. So my challenge to you is simple. Who is one person or organization you need to collaborate with? Reach out. Start a conversation. Build a relationship. Because when we work in silos, families carry the gaps. But when we collaborate, we become the bridge. Thank you so much for joining us today on From Crisis to Stability. Until next time, let's keep building relationships, strengthening our communities, and helping families move forward together.